this here. Okay.
So check, check, check.
So, is it flashing? Rolling? Okay.
Are you going to get a full body shot?
I'm going to, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. So what I'm going to do is we'll do a take 5 minutes, and we'll take a couple of stills, and we're
done. Okay, yeah.
So, good deal.
Check 1-2, check 1-2, good, good, good. Okay. Ready? Okay. All right, everybody. Hey, first day of AVN here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We're inside the joint, and look who I just ran into.
Hi, it's Megan.
It's, yes. So, as I was telling you earlier, okay, so we were doing some research, because our show isn't just, like, sex-based. I mean, we have everybody on our show. So, we were here to show y'all some love this week, okay?
Awesome.
And I was like, there was different types that I was looking for. I was hoping to interview, and you were like at the top of my list. There's like 5 people. So you're brand new. So why don't you tell everybody, because this is audio and also video. How old are you? Where you're from, or wherever you want to share? You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm 18, and I came from West Virginia about 2 months ago.
And so this has got to be, also, this is your first AVN, so what do you think so far?
I'm having so much fun. It's, like, crazy here, but I love it. I love the fast pace.
Now, have you ever been to Las Vegas before?
I went last week with ATK Girlfriends.
Okay. So, and now are you flying out from West Virginia, or do you live in Los Angeles?
I live in LA now.
Oh, good, okay.
Yeah, full time.
So when did you turn 18?
I turned 18 in June.
Okay. So, and you had your first scene when?
In November.
Okay. And who was it with, and what was the scene?
It was FM Concepts. It's like a smaller brand, and it was Bondage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did it an hour after I landed.
So you got off the plane and went straight to the Bondage. So it's kind of new. We had this kink background here, right? Is Bondage, was that something that you were doing in your personal life already, or?
Yeah, I do like being tied up. Yeah, it's great.
So when your agent, or you have an agent, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when your agent came to you, was that a coincidence, or?
I watched him on a Netflix documentary, so I just hit him up, and I was like, hey, look, I want to work with you, and so he, like, messaged me back, and I went out.
And who's your agent?
John with Matrix Model.
A Matrix Model, that's right. And in what documentary did you see him on?
Huh?
What documentary did you see him on?
Hot Girls Wanting.
Oh, yeah. The one that Rashida Jones did, right? Yeah.
Like, sorry if I'm uneducated.
No, not at all. So were you camming before then?
No, I started. I did a little bit of camming after I'm playing with it.
Okay.
It's not like really
high. Come on up, and then just get like a little. What can you see right now?
Your upper body.
All right, that's fine. That's a good deal. Okay. So we'll do a little clapper there. Is it still rolling yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll lay that part out. So anyway, so we have to block traffic and everything. So you saw Hot Girls Wanted.
Yeah.
Now, were you a cam girl at that time, or were you camming?
No, I wasn't in the sex industry at all. I was working a warehouse and doing college.
So you saw this documentary and it inspired you?
Yeah, totally.
Talk about
that. Well, I mean, I just watched it, and all these girls were, like, coming from, like, places like me with, like, not a lot to do, or just, I don't know, they didn't know what they wanted to do, and I have friends back home, like, doing modeling, makeup artistry, and I was like, I want to have, like, something I enjoy now, you know? I don't want to wait until after a degree to get a job that I might like, you know?
Right.
It's like, I'm here, and I love this, and I'm making money, so.
Well, then, not yet, but also, like, are you aware, though, that, like, a lot of the performers, when that documentary came out, and then there was like a mini series.
Yeah.
You saw all of that, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of the performers weren't happy with that movie. Right? You were angry with her because they felt like it was like a very small negative part of the industry.
Uh-huh.
I love hearing your side of it that it inspired you to come and be a performer.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the negative connotation they were trying to put on the industry, but I could kind of like pick and choose like what information like was useful for me, and I could like, you know, I decided that looks like something that I would be into, you know? It doesn't look like it's for everybody, but it looks like it's for me.
So what were you like in your personal life leading up to that point?
I guess a bunch of different reasons. I was just, this is much more my place.
Well, you're ridiculously gorgeous staring at the fucking sun.
Thank you! No, stop.
So you probably, you were getting a lot of attention though back home.
Not really. Like, I really just stayed myself and everybody kind of stayed away from me. I don't know. I was an antisocial kind of person, okay. You know?
And what about experience in terms of, like, that prepared you for this?
No preparation. Just messaged him and flew out the same week.
So a lot of firsts in your life were happening actually on camera.
Yes.
Such as?
Well, all the bondage, you know, that was like the first time I ever got tied up like that, you know?
Right. Done right, yeah.
Yeah, and like I really never had toys in my personal life, so now that I'm like going to shoots, we're using all these different toys, I'm like, hey, this is so cool. Like, this is so creative.
And it's evolving, right?
Yeah, right?
What are some of the things that you're looking forward to being able to experience?
I don't know where to start. Just like continuing to travel and meet new people and expand my career.
But what about, like, is there any specific scenes or acts that you've never done you're looking forward to maybe getting kind of explore?
It's a hard one right now. There's just so much to go, like, going on, you know? I don't know where to start.
Who are some, you performing with girls as well?
I haven't done a girl yet, but yeah, I will.
So who are some female performers you might would be looking forward to working with?
Callie Rosen, DJ, I feel like I'm not going to say her name right. Darcy Dolce?
Yeah.
I think she's so hot, yeah, and like, yeah, that's all I can think of at the top of my head. There's okay. So many hot people in this industry, it's crazy. Yeah.
You can compete though, you're stunning.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
There's a reason why we chose you. thank you so much. So tell them where they can find you on the interwebs.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at MeganMarksXXX, that's four X's, and I mean, all my other links are really on there.
Okay, can you find it?
Yeah, but that's my main source.
Well, Megan, I think if you stay with us, I think you're going to be a massive star.
Thank you, I hope so.
There's a lot of buzz around you. I love how positive your social media is.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people use that to complain, and you're like excited and happy and ready to do this.
It's so fun. How can you not be happy in this industry? Like, so far, that's my experience. I'm like overwhelmed with joy all the time.
Megan Marks, everybody. That is outstanding. Thank you.
It was so nice talking to you.
Taking the photo. I don't will. Go back over there. Okay, there. Alright, let's get some booty and turn around. There you go.
We'll tag you tag us. Let's spread the word. Let's build your brand. Build your career.
Awesome. You're amazing. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you guys.
Pleasure to meet you.